This is FudgeCast. Open your ear holes and release your mind. This week's scene request is, "Yeah, this lemonade stand isn't up to code." From Spider-Woman Gemma Nicole.
Lemonade? Do you guys want any lemonade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go. It's just 25 cents.
Oh, wow. That's kind of expensive. It's a little steep.
Oh, well, yeah. The lemons are kind of expensive right now because they're out of season. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, what lemons are you using?
Let me see. I'm not really sure my mom gets the lemons.
Oh, so you don't even have control of your product.
I don't. Well, no, because I just tell my mom that I need lemons, and then she brings them, I squeeze them, and then I put sugar in it, and I put it in this little container. Mm-hmm. And then I put it in the cup, and then I sell it for 25 cents.
Do you happen to have the lemons? Do you know, like, if they had seeds in them?
I don't know. Is that?
I'm just allergic.
Oh, you're allergic to the seeds of the lemon? Not the lemon?
Okay. Not the lemon.
I can ask my mom.
What's going on out here? What's up? What's going on?
I'm just selling lemonade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you want some? 25 cents?
A little steep.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Are they fresh squeezed?
Well, they are. I just squeezed them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seedless or?
I don't know. I'm texting my mom right now.
We're waiting on the text back.
I didn't know. I wasn't sure that you know, people were allergic.
Okay.
Are you hot in that wool blazer?
I'm steaming. Yeah. I just got it on sale, so I gotta wear it out.
You gotta wear it out. Yeah. It looks good.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you're hot in it.
I'm going to Club Fire tonight.
Oh my God, us too.
Yes, we're going
you're
there.
Kidding me.
Yeah.
What's Club Fire?
We're actually talking right now. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a $45 cover, which is actually pretty good because it's usually good. $55. Yeah.
Exactly. Sounds like we have to go.
Okay, she said tonight. She did take the seeds out, so there aren't seeds in the lemon.
But they were touching the lemon juice.
Let me text her again. Okay. Sorry, let me text her.
No, it's okay.
Know.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Apparently, they're going to have the furnace up to 500 degrees tonight.
500?
Yeah,
okay.
So be prepared to sweat. That's why I got the wool, right?
To like kind of prep yourself.
Yeah.
So it's really hot in that club?
How old are you?
I actually was wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's all say it at the same time.
I'm a child.
Oh, all right.
Okay, that's beautiful.
That's awesome. Nice.
Childhood is important.
You just look a little
I'm raising. Child. I'm trying to raise money to go to college.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
I hope you get in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I got to raise the money for the application.
Totally. Are you trying to go to Illinois State? That way you're wearing that hat?
Yeah, I actually work at Illinois State.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doing this or?
No, I'm a security guard.
And you're a child.
Sorry. I was going to say, your face and age, the age doesn't match the moniker of child to me.
I'm a child of somebody, like my mom, you know.
Got
it. Mom, so I'm her child.
So how old, age-wise, how old are you?
I'm 36 years old.
Jesus.
Okay.
Christ.
And I thought it.
Yeah,
I thought it
was older too.
Yeah.
Well, it's the ISU hat with a little propeller on the top is what was throwing me.
Okay, my mom says that yes, they were touching the lemon because of course they would. They're the seeds of the lemon.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I didn't say that.
Ouch.
She said that.
Mom?
Ouch. Can I get a little discount for my feelings being hurt?
Yeah.
All right. Did you want to buy the
Fill her up.
Okay. All right.
Here's a. Do you have change for a 10?
I don't.
It's unbelievable.
Scene. Welcome to another FudgeCast. I'm Damien Anaya.
I'm Tim Lyons.
And our guests today are Felicia McLeod and Zoe Agapinan.
Welcome.
Did I get that right?
Yes. You added a little flair to it, but so that was awesome.
Yeah.
Damon's beautiful.
My girlfriend or my fiance now always makes fun of me because I do, even when I'm trying to say something in Farsi, because she's Persian. I'll say it in a Spanish accent. Like, it always comes out sounding
Spanish. Give us an example.
Like, so there's a dish called gourmet sabzi, mm-hmm. but it's she would kill me hearing me try to pronounce it right now. So I'll go gourmet sabzi.
Okay.
But it's like their A's are like it's more like sabzi as opposed to sabzi.
Okay.
Because in Spanish, the A's are like like very like quick ahs.
Okay.
But in theirs, they're like elongated a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound funny to me either way.
I know, right?
Sounds really serious.
So it's, yeah, I'm kind of like, yeah, both of those make sense to me.
I want to try it.
Yeah. How do we feel about the sweetness of lemonade in the summertime? Or did either of you have a lemonade stand or any kind of like small business when you were growing up?
I feel like my cousins and I definitely had a lemonade stand, but I don't know if we like ever sold any like in seriously. Like it's,
yeah.
Because I grew up, there was not like a sidewalk in front of the houses. Same. So we were on the grass.
Yeah.
And or like in our driveway. But it really was, I was just talking about this with my friend, like all of the things we would do outside as kids that like just to like play. And I think that lemonade stand was like probably something we did as like, let's do a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
And like, but my sister and I both don't drink lemonade. Like we were, she's like, was a really picky kid. And I was also a little picky, but I don't even really like lemonade. But as an adult, I love a vodka lemonade.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's
it
good.
Has to have the vodka in it without
lemonade
it.
Alone,
you know what
I've
I
never
had,
had.
Is, Italian ice lemonade. Mm.
Oh yeah.
So good. From Johnny's Beef in, what's Elgin? Elmwood. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, really good. But I also could not do a lemonade stand where I live because we lived off of a highway. Mm. And so, like, there's just, like, our neighbors are like...
You can't flag cars. You can't flag cars. Hey, 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 hey.
Like throwing
it. Oh, my God, lemonade.
I feel like the older I get, I see my friends all have kids and whatnot. You be like, oh, lemonade stands were just, like, an excuse to send the kids outside and get them to just, like, stay. Everything you do as an adult with kids is to just get them out of the house
run
so you can have, like, time to yourself, I feel like. Or maybe, maybe that's just my cynical mind.
No.
of listening.
No,
to
that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, you guys should start a lemonade stand.
Yeah. What are you guys
You should go outside and do something.
Yeah.
It's also, like, I guess... Like, now you have to know how hard it is to make money.
Yeah.
Like, it's not easy to
Well, I
to
do.
Do
you ever buy lemonade from kids with a lemonade stand? If you...
I smile at them. I'm like, great job.
Yeah.
And
I
run past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Also, never have cash on
Right. That's what I was going to say. I'm like, do you take Venmo?
I feel like a lot of them do now.
The Girl Scouts
The Girl Scouts definitely do.
Yeah.
But there's some of the good stuff. They got the cookies.
Stuff. Yeah, we're getting somebody just like lemonade, guesstimating what I want my lemonade to taste like.
It's also post-COVID, or I guess we're still in it, but it's weirder to just like buy food up off the street from like a non-certified.
Yeah.
Like just some, like so I don't know. Wouldn't
want it to code.
Like, yeah, something like I would have never thought about. Now I'm like, oh, where was this made?
Yeah.
Yeah. How like, did this get made? Who touched it?
Right. They have kids. Like, are they washing their hands?
Yeah.
Like,
you know they're
not. No.
Yeah.
A lot of times too, like when there's a Cubs game, like all down Addison, since people like walk from like, you know, far down Addison, like the parking lots and stuff, kids will sell lemonade like on Addison.
Mm.
And but it'll be expensive. Like it will be like $3 for a like Pixie or Dixie cup.
Yeah.
Lemonade.
That's
and
crazy.
It's like, oh, no.
But it's all
you.
It's also Wrigley prices for
I'm like, no.
Oh.
And you can't ask them like, how was this made?
Right.
Yeah.
But we should be able to.
They have the like powder, the country time like powder.
I'm like, that's how much the tin costs.
You guys have any specials today?
I mean, there's like a 2 chili cheese dogs for $6.99.
Cool.
That's kind of it.
That's it?
That's like the main special. And then there's a beer and a shot.
2 chili cheese dogs for $6.99.
And there's
a shot.
What's... beer and a shot for $6.
Plus, so it'd be $13 for that?
I don't think that's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I wouldn't say
sorry,
it crazy.
Sorry, I'm on it. The last guy who was just up here, I had a whole argument with him. So
I'm
on edge. I apologize.
I'm not complaining. That sounds like a great deal.
Okay, great.
I was like, just making sure that.
For sure. Yeah.
Let me talk to my crew, and we might put an order.
Yeah, go talk to him.
Yeah. I am. That's what I am gonna do.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. No, I apologize.
I'm trying to challenge you on it.
Just, I'm catching a tone off everybody in town today.
No. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Dude, what was going on over there?
I was just, I don't know, man. This guy's like.
Their hands were flying. You guys' hands were flying around.
Yeah, no, it was, he's, I don't know, he had some like bad customer before, but the deal's really good. It's two chili cheese dogs and a shot and a beer. I think in total is $13. So.
Together.
That's not bad.
That's actually pretty good.
Let's do like four things.
Yeah.
And
you
we
guys
can
want to do that?
I think we should.
Let's do it. I'll put in three orders. Yeah.
Okay. We're celebrating. We might as well.
Why we not? Should.
Yeah.
Do you want us to order or
you want to go back?
I can go get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want us to tape it or anything?
You know what? Actually, yeah.
I'm gonna record
film it. Yeah.
Just in case.
I don't know. If it's, you know.
I mean, I have my GoPro, so.
Yeah. Take out your GoPro.
I'll run up if I have to.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. You just watch my back. What's up, man?
This fucking guy's back. What's up?
Look, I'm sorry if I said anything to like upset you or something.
No, I'm sorry. I just, like I said, I'm not. It's day of a game. I get a lot of people coming up, a lot of people with attitudes, it's hard for me to read people today.
Totally. Yeah. I'm going to do three.
Three?
Oh my God, I got that.
You're going to get three. You're going to make me make six chili cheese dogs?
I'm going to do
Hey, is there a problem?
Excuse me?
Is there a problem? It's just my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let me ring the bell.
I'm recording.
If you finish these two chili cheese dogs in less than 3 minutes, you get them for free.
Three minutes.
For your birthday, if you want to give it a shot.
Okay.
Let me go
to the bathroom quick.
Yeah.
To prepare.
Clear out some space.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So you need... I'm going to charge her for four chili cheese dogs and two shots and a beer. But if she's able to finish her chili cheese dogs first, she's going to get it for free. But what she doesn't know while she's going to the bathroom is that she doesn't finish them. It's double.
Oh.
It's double?
And you're not allowed to tell her that.
Okay.
Hey, there's no toilet paper.
Hmm?
There's no toilet paper in the bathroom.
There's three shells.
Okay. This is... My brother's tested me on this on my way here. Yeah. I'm going to... Okay. And which way do you do the shells?
Whichever way you want to pull or push.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, does everyone use the same shells?
Mm-hmm. You clean the shells off, though, after you're done. You dip them in the toilet water after you flush. Have you not used the three shells before?
I don't think so.
This bar is called Demolition Man.
I know. I was about to say, I saw Demolition
And we do everything that you do in the movie.
Oh, is this what? Okay.
Oh,
I was
God.
Wondering why people are dressed like in those red suits, right? Mm-hmm. That they wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Judge Dredd. that's next door.
Oh, the Judge Dredd bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah.
This is the one. This is what there's the giant Wesley Snipes on the wall.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do the chili dogs come in? Because I don't remember that from Judge Dredd.
Well, you just have to. It wouldn't be from Judge Dredd because this is Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. I'm sorry. I'm curious about the theme of this.
The chili dogs come in because Sandra Bullock in the movie has a chili cheese dog for the first time.
Does she really?
Yeah.
He's very. He's a painter. He's very particular about vision.
So it's got a. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is Demolition Man.
This is cool.
You're also not allowed to swear. You'll get ticketed in here.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
What about you? When I walked up here, you cursed under your breath.
I don't understand that, and I got a ticket for him. I was willing to pay the ticket.
All right. Okay.
All right. So you're back?
I am. I threw away the shell because it really was ruined.
Oh, okay. I'll go get that out of the trash once we're done here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer, so we're not supposed to tell you this, but if you don't finish the hot dogs in time, it's going to be double. But he didn't want... But pretend like you don't.
Okay. Right. Wait, what's his definition of finish the hot dogs?
It's gone.
But yeah, I think it's all about it.
Yeah, it's gone.
And be careful, this is chili.
Be hot, yeah. It will be
hot. Oh, you
have
to eat it while it's hot?
Well, I'd assume, yeah.
Right? It's like when he gives it to you, I think that's when the timer starts.
That's true, but I can only eat room temperature stuff. You know that.
Two piping hot chili cheese dogs coming down your gullet right here.
Okay. That one
was really hard to watch. It went down smooth, though.
It did. I'm sweating.
All right.
You got time.
Okay.
Still got one more.
Oh, I have to do both.
You got to do both under 3 minutes.
It's, okay. It's 3 minutes, and you did that one really fast.
That was actually
really fast.
Yeah.
So you could have take a break.
This one you can slow it down. Yeah.
Can I have silverware? Or?
Nope. It's just full in.
Can I go grab that shell?
Oh.
Sure. If you want to use the shell for this, you can.
Okay. I don't. Can I wash it?
Sure. Sure. Let's see, why not? There we go. All right.
Wow.
All right. Ding, 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 ding. We got a birthday girl
here.
Happy birthday
today.
Birthday.
Everybody pull out your cards, and everybody puts a little bit of that chili cheese dog order on their cards here.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to inconvenience anyone.
No, that's everyone knows the rules of the Demolition
what
Man.
The fuck?
You're gonna
you know the rules.
Oh, come on.
Beep, beep, beep. Swears. Fine for swearing. Fine for swearing.
I'm gonna call the police on you.
You're gonna call over Judge Dredd's?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. I'm calling. Yeah.
Okay, right great. Now.
Hey, what seems to be the problem here?
Is that the police?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the police.
Oh.
I am the law.
Oh, Judge Dredd.
That's just this guy Steve from next door who plays Judge Dredd, who comes over. It's like a crossover.
Yeah,
thing
I gotta. Yeah, I got just come over here for my lunch. Yeah. Hey, can I get those two chili cheese dogs?
Oh, really?
Oh my God! I recorded that whole thing.
That's good. We need to
see.
Oh my God.
Wait, so what are these movies?
Oh.
They're
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
Sorry,
I went too specific. But I don't know what.
Why I was, when you said the three shells,
yeah.
I immediately knew what you were
talking about. That made me laugh so hard because my brother said that they knew how it worked and never told me. So for the longest, I was like, I don't know how to use the three shells.
I still don't think
I think
the bit of the
way.
Movie is that you're not supposed to know, like, because they all laugh at him for not knowing,
right? Because Rob Schneider is in that movie,
yeah.
Right?
He's like, you don't know how to use the three
shells.
But Demolition Man is where it's Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes, and they're like, he's like a cop in the past, and Wesley Snipes is like a criminal in the past, and then they freeze themselves. Or like Wesley Snipes figures out a way to freeze himself, and so like we have to have a cop who's like up to the task in the future.
And so he volunteers himself to be frozen so that when
Wesley Snipes unfreezes, or if he somehow gets away, they can unfreeze Sylvester Stallone and they can go up against each other.
I think there's other things they could have done with this frozen man.
Right,
really,
I know.
Yeah.
Like what?
They couldn't kill him because he was frozen.
They couldn't. I think there was.
I don't even know. I wonder how they.
There was no death. There was no death penalty. So it was like instead of getting killed, you just get frozen for all time.
Oh, they did it on purpose. He didn't
freeze
himself.
Right.
Yeah.
So they learned no lessons.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they unfreeze him for some reason, and Wesley Snipes gets out, starts
Judge,
on a killing rampage.
Yeah. Judge Dredd was a movie that was almost identical in a way. Like the vibe.
It was another cop
the
movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Another futuristic cop movie.
And I forget
movie.
What the thing is, but I mean, it's based on a comic book or something.
Yeah.
Right?
They're judges. So they hand out judgment without having to like go to court or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it's like they are the ones, they're judge, jury, and executioner situation.
Yeah.
Not good
and
stuff. All copaganda. All heavy copaganda.
His catchphrase is, I am the law.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I've heard that before, like in the.
There's prior references
collective.
To it.
Yeah.
But it comes from that.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite like movie catchphrase that a character says in a movie that maybe you at one time in your life like quoted all the time?
Oh my gosh.
Mm. Catchphrase. Just like all the Dumb and Dumber, that's a movie I quote all the time.
Those are lines, though.
Yeah, but
I guess
that's
those
what
are
I'm trying to think of. Like,
yeah.
Is there a
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey had a lot of,
yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is when he opens and closes the door yelling.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't
smoking.
Think of like a line. Yeah.
Yeah. Mask.
I watched She's the Man last night, and I realized there were lots of things I used to say from that movie. Like the quotes were coming back to me.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was when Amanda Bynes goes, I see you for who you truly are, and that is ugly. And she started saying it, and I was like, oh my God, I started saying it with her. I was like, yeah.
So you say that all the time to people.
Yeah, which is ugly.
I broke up with Sarah last night.
Finally, dude.
Yeah.
Man,
it was tough.
You had to do it, though. It was making you miserable.
I know. Yeah.
it wasn't fair for her to give you that ultimatum.
I know. And so I, yeah, we had the conversation last night and, you know.
What did she say?
Honestly, I think she was quoting a movie back to me.
Oh,
okay.
Which
movie?
And she,
I swear what the things she was saying were like, swear they were from like a movie. I couldn't quite pinpoint what it was from, but well, I know I heard it at some point.
What's something that she said?
She was like, she started off, you know, she was really quiet after I like, you know, and she was like, I will drink your milkshake if you're not. We did have milkshake, so that was a thing. She
okay.
Said, I'll drink
okay.
your milkshake if you're not going to drink it.
So, Greece.
Yeah. Is if that from Greece?
Yeah, they do say that in Greece.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, and then she was like.
That just sounds like you two were having milkshakes, though. And
well, we were, yeah. But then. So then she's like, she goes, big gulps, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you later. And I was like, but we did have big gulps.
Okay, so she's probably just commenting on the big gulps.
I know, yeah. And that's so it was kind of confusing. But
sounds
like
your own internal thing. You're putting movie quotes.
Well, you know, that's what I thought too. And so, you know, she starts crying. You know,
oh my God,
it's
call me by
emotional.
Your name.
We're both crying. Yeah. Oh, and yeah. She was like, you had me at hello.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? That happens to me all the time, actually.
Does
people
it?
People are always quoting movies at me. When I broke up with Kelsey, she said, I don't trust you anymore, and I'm not attracted to you, which is from a movie. And it wasn't.
What movie?
Like, there's a couple. Like,
wait,
I don't think I've seen.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you.
And I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Okay.
She also was like,
well, I'm going to Google like that and see what pops
this.
Up.
Yeah. It
movie
was,
line. I don't trust you, and I'm not attracted to you.
Who speaks
anymore.
Like that, right? And who says something like that to someone?
Yeah.
I'm not getting any hits
so
on this.
Specific, yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
getting any hits on this.
I think she probably meant it.
Yeah, because I'm not getting any. I'm even rearranging the things, and nothing's popping up.
Rearranging the things like the letters, or
well, no.
Yeah, don't write it backwards.
Well,
you're not going to get anything there. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm trying to find this. And
ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT is gonna know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no way that she meant that.
Because sometimes it is hard to trust you. And I didn't want to.
Are you serious?
It's just, I mean, because you'll be late, but it's okay. I love you. I didn't say I don't.
So
love
am
okay,
I not
so
trustworthy?
You're trustworthy to me.
Okay. It just wrote a script for a movie.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. What's the movie called?
It's called 9 Things I Love About You.
Oh, my God.
That's really sweet.
That's really
yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I've also had somebody break up with me and use movie stuff, too.
Really?
Yeah. It was, you remember Janice?
Yeah. I thought you guys were going to, like, you know.
So
it seemed so.
She seemed like she really
then,
wanted to.
Yeah. But then when we were breaking up, she's like, you need to stop sleeping under the bed. You need to sleep on the bed with me. It's weird that you sleep underneath the bed.
Do you sleep under the bed?
I do, but that's like
wait, so
that's
what's
a
that,
movie.
What is that from?
I don't know, but that's like so, you know?
See, this is always, girls never know what to say, so they're
yeah.
always quoting movies.
So they're always
movies.
Like watching movies. It's like, have an original thought for once.
Literally.
Yeah. Wait, sorry, but were you sleeping under the bed?
I did it like for 2 months of our relationship.
I definitely remember that.
Hmm?
I thought you...
We dated for 2 months.
Yeah. No, that's something they say in... what's the where the wild things are? That move, the monsters.
Do they say that?
Definitely.
Well, let me look it up.
Definitely.
Rearrange the letters and see.
Yeah, see what it says.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm rearranging the letters. Huh. Yeah, nothing. I'm not getting any hits on that. Even where the wild things are, memorable quotes, nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't remember the movie Where the Wild Things Are.
That's well, obviously it's wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna. You know what? Control find. I'm gonna pull up the script.
Okay, he's talking tech.
Yeah. Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Well, you guys don't
where
use
the nerd
it.
Things are.
All right, all right. Come on. Yeah, I'm not nothing.
No.
Not getting anything.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was just weird that kind of came out of nowhere from her.
Literally.
Yeah.
I totally hear you. When my dad moved out and he moved to
he finally moved out.
He moved out.
Good.
Oh, thank God.
He lives in Des Moines now. And when he was
nice.
I know,
oh,
right?
Nice.
And he said the drive's not far, but I'm not gonna make it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a priority to me.
Huh.
I was like, you're literally quoting The Big Bang Theory to me right now.
Yes.
Like, you're quoting a TV show. I couldn't put my finger on it exactly, but I'm like, you're quoting a TV show. Like,
it sounds like Sheldon.
Yes.
That sounds like something Sheldon would say.
That does sound like something Sheldon would say.
Yeah. Both old and young Sheldon, yeah. I feel like, would say stuff like that.
Yes.
Why does this keep happening to us?
I know.
I think it's because we're cinephiles.
Yes.
And we know so much about movies. And so when we hear a movie quote, it's like, why are they doing that?
You remember my trial?
Yes.
Trial.
Were you just thinking that?
Really? Yeah.
Your trial is kind of always on my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
I cannot stop thinking about it.
Man, yeah. I mean, that was honestly like, am I going to get the death penalty for this?
Right, yeah.
Like, brutal, yeah.
Dude, they were tearing you apart. God,
they don't give you the death penalty. They freeze you.
Right, right. Yeah. No, of course, yeah. And I was like, am I going to get frozen, you know?
Not this year.
So someone else can deal.
Yeah. And you remember the judge?
I remember the judge.
He was like, you know,
had a real God complex.
I know. And, you know, as I'm getting, before they read the thing, he's like, you are a terrible person. Mm-hmm. You need to be locked away forever. Mm-hmm.
That's Grease that. 2.
Is that Grease?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking, I knew it.
Grease 2. Grease 2.
Grease that was Grease 2.
Two.
Grease 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I knew it. I knew I'd heard that somewhere before. Yeah.
But I agreed with that judge.
You did?
About you, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, when they find the real guy that did it, you know.
Yeah.
So that'll, yeah.
Oh, are you okay?
You need water?
Sorry, it's just funny that you say to find the real guy who did it.
Why?
Because we all know who did it.
Yeah, the real guy that
did it. The real guy
it.
Who did it. Wink.
Not the guy that got caught.
No, he did the not
guy
do that... it.
You're the guy who got caught. You went to trial for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's hopefully when they find the guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course, the guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
In the videos, it looked just like you.
So
I know,
like
right?
It
it's kind of crazy that it looked just like me.
I know.
Officer Ramirez, you might come in here for a second.
Yeah.
We got this, you know, an opportunity, basically.
Sign me up.
Yeah, okay.
Wait. Like, but go through it.
Yeah, so... you know, the guy that got caught,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, you know, we can't really kill him, so we're going to put him in, we're just going to put him in a room for 10 years.
Okay.
And hopefully by then, in 10 years, he'll be fine. What we got to do, though, is we don't know how he's going to evolve. Is he going to get smarter in there, being alone with his thoughts? So we need an officer to do the same thing.
Okay.
To be locked in a room by themselves for 10 years. So
okay.
That we have them on the same plane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you want me to help you find an officer?
No, we've identified you as that officer
that
because
officer.
You don't have anything else going on in your life. And this you being gone for 10 years won't affect anybody.
My mom
no
said that,
no one's going
too.
To care.
No
one's going to care.
Okay.
So.
Is it like, will I have access to Wi-Fi?
You're not going to have access to anything. Yes, so you're going to be there alone for 10 years. We'll feed you, obviously.
The foods I like?
No, it's going to be like a mush of like proteins that aren't really going to taste like much. So,
and then in 10 years, will I be absolutely rich?
No, you're going to have the same. You'll still be paid by the police department, but you're going to have your same stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll actually be paid. Inflation won't... it's not going to affect your salary, so it'll be paid
10 years later. All right, well, let's get you out of there.
Oh, my God. We're just going to do a quick medical...
quick medical check.
Check, just to make sure everything's okay.
Unwell.
Yeah. Unwell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look great. Looks like you just need maybe a haircut and a shave.
Yes.
Perhaps.
New clothes, maybe.
Yeah.
Good news is, the criminal that we locked up 10 years ago, he died in year one.
So that's the good news.
Yeah, that's the
good news. It wasn't even the guy.
We actually had to let him go.
Yeah.
So then why was my door still locked?
Right.
Why wasn't I let out?
I know. It's so many things we'll never know.
Yeah.
It's another cold case, I
another
guess.
Another cold case, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? No one called about you or anything.
Yeah.
We were even looking for people that knew you. And we're
just
like,
couldn't read. Because I know me.
Anybody.
So
yeah.
You could have knocked.
Totally.
Yeah.
Could have knocked. Just, okay. Can I get my pay?
It was going direct deposit.
So. Yeah. Your mom yeah. had control over your bank account. Yeah. So it should all still be there.
She had power of attorney. Yeah.
I'm sure it won't. She never wrote me.
You were fired a couple of years in because you didn't show up for your review.
No show.
And if you don't show up for your review, then, yeah. you know, that's no, pretty much no, show. No tolerance kind of thing. Yeah.
Was okay because Xfinity takes directly from my account. So did yeah. you stop? You pause that?
Xfinity is after you.
Yeah. They're, which is kind of the reason we were like, let's.
Let's yeah. Open yeah. It.
Yeah, it reminded us that you were in here because we were getting bills from Xfinity. We were like, what are these bills? Like, and they're like, oh my gosh.
I know we're a little late. Yeah. Like it's been 10 years like in some change, if you will. Yeah. Like we yeah. little kind of forgot a little
so
bit.
So I owe a little?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
You might want to get your affairs in order.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can someone help me?
Yeah, we're going to do your medical review right now just to make sure you're okay. And then you're just kind of like free to go. Yeah.
Do what you want
to
do.
You have to leave. You actually have to leave the premises.
Yeah.
Because I no longer work
here. You don't work here. You're trespassing technically. We're going to, you know, let it slide for the medical check. But after that, we're going to chase you out of the building.
Yeah.
There's also no land anymore. We all drive floating cars.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I get hooked up.
It's so funny. I forgot. Yeah, like so there's so many things that are normal, but they're different now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can use, there's still toilet paper, but you have the option of using shells, too.
That's I figured out how to use them, the shells.
You did?
In the 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Because okay, there's shit all over your hands.
That's what you use the shell to look at yourself after what you've done.
Oh.
See.
He died the first year.
I like how you said he had to let him go. He actually wasn't the guy, so he had to let him go. But then he died in the
yeah,
first
but
year.
Yeah, he died
within the first year.
Yeah. We had to let him go. We would have kept him in there, but he died. Yeah.
I really thought we would have some kind of. We would be closer to like a floating car of some kind by now, or more futuristic stuff. I feel like we got to a certain point futuristic stuff, and now it's just kind of leveled out.
Well, I was listening to a podcast that was like we exponentially technology was getting so like, or it was getting exponentially like better.
Yeah.
For a long time, and now we have actually like leveled out where like. It would like technology would like double every year from like the 60s to like whenever.
Yeah.
And then now it's like it's not as like not as many inventions are new things are coming out. It's more just like improvements on slight improvements on.
Well, it's like kind of dumb stuff that you would see on like Shark Tank is what's.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I guess this is kind of useful, but not it's not really like an invention. And I don't know if anybody needs it.
Yeah.
But it now just exists. And it's being sold to us because of marketing. And we're just like, oh, yeah, I guess we kind of need that.
Yeah.
Like, this tracks when I need to clip my toenails.
Yeah.
You're like, I think something else can track that.
Yeah.
There's, like, you know that thing at Disneyland and, like, Disney World, the, like, where they have, like, the... They play that song like it's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
oh, yeah.
and they show like with the inventions of the they think the inventions of the future, and it's always sponsored by like Honda, like. but they recently like updated it because the like future one was like 2025 or something, or it was like a 2020 situation, and it was like we now have a robot that does our cleaning, and you're going to university for robotics. Like it was all about like robots,
yeah,
and they had to like change it for even more in the future, I think. But it basically, they were like, yeah, none of like this is a vacuum that like that like can, you know, clean itself, and it's like, yeah, we have that, but it's like not as cool looking as we thought.
And it always gets stuck in the like a Roomba always gets stuck, and you
have
to get to like help it out.
There's like I remember watching like movies when I was a kid that were like made in the 70s or something, and they would like depict the future, and it was like 1998 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's people walking around with like laser guns, and like it's like lawless.
Where's my freaking laser gun?
But now, like, movies like Children of Men is, like, based in the future, if you've ever seen that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is, like, people can't have children anymore. So, like, what happens to the population if that happens?
Mm.
But it also it takes place in, like, 2026, I think,
is the future.
Yeah. But they actually do a decent job of, like, they don't make it crazy. They just kind of, like, tweak a little... stuff here and there, so you're like
I think most of the technology in that movie probably exists today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there is that weird thing of the kid playing the game, and it's like this hologram that he's like using his fingers on.
Oh yeah, we definitely thought we would like all have holograms.
Yeah,
or that it would become something that was more common. And I guess we have like FaceTime, but like, yeah, there's not. That's still like an expensive thing to do to create a hologram. Have you seen those things, videos of like in different airports? They have like, it looks like a vending machine, but it's just like a box, and it has like somebody, not like, it's like casting something in it, like Ed Sheeran playing music or something like that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I have seen that. Yeah.
And it looks like they're in there because it's like whatever the technology is, but it's like a video.
What?
But it looks like a person. So inside of a box though.
And you just like play, you can probably like play any music or something.
Yeah, so it's like if you're at the airport and you're like in the food court area of an airport, it's like there and it's like playing like live music.
You're Ed Sheeran, right?
Yes, I'm Ed Sheeran.
You're Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
It's so funny. No one's recognized him yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool. So is this what your hologram does? It's just like kind of walk around the airport? And...
Oh, I'm not a hologram.
Oh, my God. I was like, is,
yeah, sorry. I can step out of this thing. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
I got hired by Honda. I'm doing like a Honda thing.
Yeah.
It's more for safety that he's inside of.
Yeah, this is for me. It's bulletproof glass. Yeah.
Yes.
But I think that's why people are like, that can't be Ed Sheeran.
No, it's really me. It's actually kind of nice. No one thinks it's me, so no one really bothers me. But.
So what, like, can we just get you to do stuff? Is that what?
There's different, if you look at the screen, there's different things I'll do for a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Do you want to pick something out?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we're going to Dallas for a birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Please
don't,
awesome.
Please don't pick chili dogs. Please don't pick chili dogs. Please don't pick chili dogs.
What's chili dogs?
It's this really awesome option where he eats hot chili dogs, but he does it fast.
Yeah, but he's got to order it from like this surly cashier or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
That seems fun.
Yeah.
It's like a good birthday treat.
You know what? I'll pay for this one.
Okay.
Oh. All
right. Yeah. Okay.
So awesome.
All right, let me call this guy. Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
Who?
Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
It's Sheeran. I messed up my own last name. I'm sorry.
All right.
I need to order 2 chili dogs.
2 chili dogs?
Yeah.
You sure about that? 2 chili dogs.
Yes, I have to get 2 chili dogs. Somebody just ordered it at the airport and you just send it through.
Oh my God. 2? You want 2?
Yes.
Sorry. It's just fine. I had a different guy in here.
No, it's all right.
All right, I'll get you 2 chili dogs.
Okay.
We have a special today.
What is it?
Beer and a shot. $6.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Do you all want beers and shots as well?
Oh, my God. You
we
got
should.
Other people?
I'm at the
How
airport.
Many shots? I'm sorry. It's just that I had this other guy come in before.
You made the deal with Honda to be a part of this.
I know. But I had another guy come in.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
So I need 8 chili dogs.
6 or 8, pal?
8.
I'm sorry.
And then I need four beers and 4 shots.
4 beers and 4 shots?
Yes.
4 beers and 4 shots.
Isn't it a shot and a beer?
Yeah. And you want 4 beers and 4 shots?
Hey, I'm sorry. All this can come through TSA.
What?
Why you can't not? Bring all, well, you can bring the food in, but the drinks you can't take through the TSA. I know you have a badge. You, like, work here, but...
Yeah, I know. Here, just
still no liquids.
So what, I got to drink all this?
I have extra like little things.
You know what? I'm going
to
do that.
They have to be in the small 3 ounces.
So 3 ounces? So basically I can bring all this liquid in, but it's in 3
Oh,
ounces.
Are you acting smart now?
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I just,
of course you can. It has to be in the appropriate containers.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I didn't mean it that way.
Everyone thinks I have the worst out for them. I'm doing my job and it's hard.
No,
it's not an easy job.
I was legitimately asking. I'm so sorry if it came out that way. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But if I have all this liquid in a bunch of 3 ounce jars and it's the same liquid, I can take a bunch.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing that's confusing. I think that it has to be inside of a 1 gallon bag, but at some airports here at O'Hare, we don't really care.
So you guys don't care at all?
We don't, like, care about it being in the gallon you can kind of bring, but they have to be small.
Okay.
Sorry, there's just everyone's
can
on
I
edge here.
Mind?
Yeah, go ahead. I got a bucket extra.
Awesome. Yeah, great. I guess I'll just...
Sir, I need you to quiet down. I don't think you realize how loud you're singing on the plane right now.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I
don't know if it sounds like you're listening to Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I'm listening to. Sorry. Yeah.
Also, you really smell of alcohol, and you need to buckle your seatbelt.
It's TSA shit, man.
What?
TSA shit, you know? They made me drink all this stuff.
They made you drink all
this stuff? I was going to just bring it, you know, and have it and take it to...
Well, you can't have that.
What?
So you can't bring all that booze on the plane. You can order a drink on the plane, but
I know.
You can't bring
booze on the plane. That's what I'm saying. I drank it before I even got through security.
Okay.
All right? Because I needed to... And then they gave me shit for being full of fluids. They said I couldn't have that many fluids in my body.
That's one of the rules, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just have this fine for you for saying shh a few times.
Am I on the Demolition Man plane?
Oh my God, I recorded all of that.
Oh, man. How much is the ticket?
You have to open it. Rip. You ripped it in half.
You can get another fine for that.
So it's another ticket.
I'm so drunk right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Are you okay? When you were sleeping, you were crying.
Yeah, it's just.
I'd want someone to tell me that if that was me.
Yeah. It's my last day.
Alive?
Well, for 10 years.
You're getting locked in.
I'm getting locked in for 10 years because I guess I'm like a good like cop or something.
Or congratulations.
That's awesome.
No such thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Huh? Sorry, I said no such thing, but.
No such thing. Then why are they locking me in a room for 10 years? Because they, you know what?
I think they're locking up cops right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
No, I heard they're doing that too. I didn't realize they were already doing that. I thought it was something.
Wait, so you're saying they're. Wait. Because they told me I'm getting locked up for 10 years.
Yeah, they're making it seem like it's an award, and the cops are, and all the cops are like, oh wow, cool, an award. Yeah.
They're like, there's some maniac that they just convicted of a crime, and that they need me in 10 years. Yeah. It's me?
You.
It's the police.
Man in the mirror.
It's like, I want to feel sorry for you, but I just think I don't. Yeah.
Man. Man, can I order a Heineken? come on, man. It's my last day.
All right, you can have one Heineken.
Thank you so much.
All
right,
that was nice.
There you go. This is a zero?
Yes.
Come on.
See, we'll call it there. But that's Bunchcast. Felicia, Zoe, thank you so much for coming on the pod. This was great.
Yeah,
it was great to have you.
This was so fun.
Anything, we'll start with Zoe. Anything coming up where folks can come see you live, play live, or follow you on the web?
Oh, yeah. I produced a show at I.O. Called Blast, and we just moved to Thursday, so we were every Thursday at 9 p.m. at I.O. Chicago. Well, Felicia and I tour with the Second City on Green Co. So we're going around the country all the time. So,
well, do you know where your next stop is? We have some folks from around
all over.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Well, we're going to we're going to New Jersey next weekend.
Okay. Oh, cool.
And then we go to Hilton Head, South Carolina in October. I don't know where the date is, but.
So if you're from the SC, is that what they call it? if that's what they call it, right? Comment if that's what they call it.
Comment below.
Yeah, comment below if that's what they call the SC.
The OC and the SC.
Yeah, and find.
Oh, so Second City goes to the SC.
SC goes to the SC.
SC and SC.
Wow.
SC and SC.
Very interesting. Okay, well, cool. Yeah, if you're in South Carolina, look for that.
Yay.
Felicia, do you have anything?
Yeah, it's really the same.
Yeah. Oh,
thank
nice.
God. It's Blast Thursdays and Green Co. And that's it.
Are you, yeah, and you guys are on the same touring company, right?
Yes, same nice. Same cool. team. Oh, also, the Saturday show at LSI, Lincoln
yep.
Square Improv, yeah. if you're in Chicago, best theater. And we're there sometimes, too.
Perfect. Amazing. Damien, anything? You got anything specific?
No, just our show, right? If this comes out,
I don't know if this will probably be out after that.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well,
so.
But follow us on Instagram if you don't already.
Oh yeah, I guess we did forget to do that.
Yeah, And see where we're doing live stuff.
Yeah, we're doing live shows monthly, probably. So one a month.
We'll post it and give people time to fly out here.
Get out here and do your thing.
Yeah, they got to fly.
We're going to do our show the exact same time as the South Carolina show. We're going to all the South Carolina people from the SC
Thursdays
fly out
at
here.
9 p.m.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the pod. It's a pleasure to have y'all.
Thank you for having me. It was so fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.